Trillion competitions over there in Europe. This is the EFL Cup. I'll give you the scores. 78 minutes gone. Southampton 1-0 currently against Sunderland. West Ham 2-0 against Chelsea. And in the other match, 64 gone, Manchester United have scored against Man City. It's currently 1-0. So we say good morning to Phil Moss. G'day, Mossy.
Morning, TK. One mutter with that goal for Manchester United. And I think it shows the pressure that Jose Mourinho is under by the lineup that he's put out in this game. He's gone for his full strength and he needs a result after what's happened in the last couple of weeks.
Particularly against Man City.
Absolutely.
What's the Man City lineup like? Have you had a chance to have a look?
It's here and there. Here and there.
So this is second tier comp.
Yeah, it is. It's certainly not the priority for the top EPL clubs, but nonetheless, a result is a result for Mourinho at the moment.
Mm. Good on Ange, mate. He's always backing the A-League, isn't he? He's included 5 A-League players in this extended Socceroo squad.
He is, Slats. And look, from the moment he took over, he's been pumping up the A-League, and it's a genuine pump-up. It's not just playing the political game. And I think of the 5, he's called up Luke Bratton from Melbourne City, Jason Guerrier, Melbourne Victory, Josh Risden, Perth Glory, Tommy Orr, Brisbane Roar. Poet, and I don't even know it.
That's
but,
it.
Jason, of those, Jason Guerrier is probably not in top form yet. But he's probably a victim, I guess, of Victory's inconsistent start to the season. But he's certainly a Socceroo in the making and a Socceroo of the future.
The hysterics from the Melbourne City game, Melbourne Victory game continue, mate. Kevin Muscat, our old mate, cited.
Yeah, look, Muskie's got himself into a bit of trouble. He's got until today to put a submission to FFA as to why he shouldn't be punished, I guess, over the comments post-game about the referee maybe having two.
He thinks
two
the
sets
ref was biased.
Yeah, well, I mean, the two big talking points were the Bratton goal where Cale, was he or was he not offside?
He was offside every day of the week.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we discussed that one yesterday. But then Rojas scored, and we're not sure if Berisha was ruled offside or Rojas was ruled offside, but it was disallowed.
Oh, okay.
So he's saying there's a bit of inconsistency there. So I see his point, but again, until you're in that position at full time, emotions running high, you've just been knocked out, you're the holder of the cup. There's the goal there for anyone watching our show on TV.
You don't think Tim Cahill was offside. He was 3 metres offside. The ball skimmed past his head and the goalkeeper missed
his own business.
No. I said I thought he was offside. But by the new laws, apparently he's not interfering with
the play. Oh, you don't think he was in the eye line of the goalkeeper directly in front of him with the ball whizzing past his curly locks?
No. Muskie makes a good point. He had to get out of the way of the ball so it didn't hit him.
He ducked his head to miss the ball.
That's right. So, I don't know.
Come on.
But until you're in Muskie's position, you don't understand how
you'd be
that
blowing
red
up.
Mist
you'd be sent, blowing oh, up. Oh. Yeah.
But there's a line. There's a line. And I think Muskie, again, like Kenny Lowe, he's got a case to answer.
Oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear.
Everyone's always touching everyone.
How do you think...
Stop the touching.
Harry Kuehl has sort of given advice to Tim Cahill. Stop touching me, mate. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Saying that, you know, the stresses of A-League or the amount of games they play, it's a long, hot season, obviously. Do you think he'll struggle with that? But Timmy's done it all before, hasn't he?
He has. And look.
He's played in the UAE, hasn't he?
Yeah, I was just about to say. He hasn't
doesn't
played
get hotter
club
than
football
that.
There. But but if you look at his performances for the Socceroos in ridiculous conditions through the Middle East, he's always aimed up. He's always been able to handle it. And he's superhuman. Let's be honest. He can do
he's
whatever
fit
he wants, whenever he wants. And the goal in the derby a few weeks ago just proved it. He is beyond reproach in our game.
Yes, that was a magnificent goal.
It was.
His overall performances, TK.
Age will stop him eventually.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Overall. And maybe now, and you're seeing it with the Socceroos, now he's becoming more of an impact player.
Yeah, perfect.
He's a starting player, and that may be the go, because all he's got to do is come off the bench, score a goal, and it's crucial for our national team and his club team.
Mate, can we preview all these A-League games tomorrow and get your tips?
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
We can. Yes,
fantastic.
We can.
And I'll keep everyone up to date there with those scores. But still, Man U 1-0 up over Manchester City. Phil Moss, our soccer expert. Thanks,
good
mate.
On you, Mossy.
Pleasure, guys.
Thank
see you,
mate.
Tomorrow.